how are you and all the crew there? It's a rather unusual time to call you, but I understand you're eating late to get adjusted to what you're going to be doing later on. Get the first civilian along. You think you can handle him? Yeah, 280 is the Commander Evans, and then Dr. Schmidt. Do you call him Doctor or Jack? I know. Well, I just want you to know that we're all going to be pulling for you. We'll be watching on television and looking forward to welcoming you and your wives when you return at the White House. And we'll be in touch with you then. And in the meantime, I'm just thinking this is the last of the moon landings, but it's not the least, because this has got to be the best, right? It'll be good enough. I mean, as a former Navy person, I can, of course, all you guys rank me as far as Navy is concerned. I just want you to know that we'll certainly follow with great interest. I won't be able to see as much as I would like, because I've got a few other things to do, but I'll catch it late at night, and sometimes in the morning, too. It's a tough one. We're having some, they're tough. We may have to go another round with them, but we're going to keep at it until we get the right kind of a deal. We don't want to make a bad deal. A bad peace will lead to more war. We want the right kind of a peace. Who's on the phone? Yeah. Fine, let me talk to you. Fine. Of course, you're an old timer, you were on 9 and 10, right? Right? Of course. Well, yes. Well, fine, we just want to wish you the best. You're going to be up there circling around while these other fellows are looking around the moon. Say it is. That's right. You'll be up there, and I say up or out or whatever they say, and these guys have to depend on you, because if you aren't there, they're not going to be able to get back. Right. Right. Well, give them a good ride. And is the Dr. Schmidt there, too? Right. Well, we're glad to have finally one civilian made it, huh? Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, of course, it says here you're a scientist, but I assume these other fellows are scientists too, aren't they? You'll be able to educate them a lot. You got a long time on that thing going up and back, haven't you? Well, we look forward to... Right. What they give you to eat tonight? Right. Yeah, well, you lose a little weight, but you'll gain it all back when you get back. We look forward to welcoming you, and we wish you the best, and we extend our best to your families, and we know it's going to be a great mission. Yeah, Challenger, I know. That's right. America, it's a great name, and of course, Challenger, that's the module, right? That's the one that drops down. Well, December the 11th is the day of the landing, right? You see, yeah, prior to the 11th, the 11th, and then go out and do your walking, hit the golf ball several hundred yards. This one time you don't have to worry about distance. even with what the way I'm able to hit it, you can get more than 200 yards this time, can't you? Right. Well, we wish you the best. When you get back, I'll give you 3 golf balls just as a reminder. Okay? All right. Yeah. The honor of calling every one of the crew since I've been in and in office, and it's always a big thrill to talk to you and to know that we've got such great fellows in this program and willing to take these great risks for the service of the country and the service of science as well. Oh, I know those thousands on the ground at Houston, at down at the Cape and around the world. It's quite a group. Well, we wish you the best, and we'll Godspeed all the way. Well, we got a few little problems in trying to work this Vietnam thing out, but it'll come out in the end. It'll take a little more time, but it'll work out. And anyway, we'll try to do as well here as you do there. Okay. You bet. We'll welcome you to the White House. Okay. Bye.